When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our Easter edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, you can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the brand-new revamped 1150 KKNW website. And you click on Listen Live again. However, the homepage has changed. But I checked it out, and instead of being a bigger Listen Live link, it's kind of like in the...
It's in the header.
In the header. Is that what you call it? Yeah, thank you, Mike. It's in the header, and it says, I think, listen and watch. And you click on that. And then the same page comes up that used to, and you click on the form that you want to listen to the show in. So it still works, and that's how you do it. And I'm delighted to say, well, oops, I should have looked over my shoulder before I said that. It was a beautiful, sunny Easter morning here on the east side of town. Now the clouds are rolling in. Of course, I think we were warned about that. Mike, did you warn us about that in the weather report?
You know I did. Increasing clouds.
Increasing clouds. Well, they
said, but it's going to be warm.
Yeah, it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be about 60 degrees today.
Maybe a little higher.
Even a little higher. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. I know it was gorgeous yesterday. So anyway, we're doing pretty decent for an Easter Sunday morning, especially for the wee ones that are going to do Easter egg hunts or something today. So we wish you well with all of that, and of course we have some Easter stuff to talk about. And before I get too far into what's going on, I want to, being as that he's already chimed in, I don't need to let you know that Animal World's production engineer, Mike Roberge, is here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning,
Happy
Martha.
Easter.
Yeah, I couldn't resist myself when you were talking about the new website because it's kind of a cool thing, and it's going to take a while to kind of debug it, but it looks good, and its overall functionality will be vastly superior to what we had before.
Absolutely. We are still working out the bugs because there was some editing done in terms of what a show host wrote about our shows and kind of messed up the details. So we're getting that all straightened out. But Mike, you're saying that some other thing. So I think it's a good idea for all of you that are out there in radio land, check out the new website, www.1150kknw.com, and see how you like it and see if things work for you.
Yeah.
Because if they don't, let us know.
We'd sure like to know about it.
Yeah, we'd sure like to know if something doesn't work because then they'll fix it.
Yeah, fairly typical when you do a web redesign that you're going to have some kinks and some broken links to fix out. So we'd sure like to know.
Yeah, so check it out. And if you like it, that's great. Let us know. But if something doesn't work, let us know too. And that's even more important so we can, well, not we, because Mike and I don't do it.
But we can pass it on.
We can pass it on.
That we can do.
Yeah, that we can do. We can hoop and holler about it. In the other room, and... gosh, I can't even see her today through the reflection. But Animal World call screener Kathy is here. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Martha.
Oh, you are there.
Mike?
Good.
Yes, I'm here.
Happy Easter. How are you today on Easter morning?
Oh, doing well. It's a beautiful day, I think, even though the clouds are rolling in. It's still pretty.
It just surprised me a little when I looked over my shoulder because it was so beautiful and there was so much blue sky the last time I looked out the window. But, you know, I mean, I can do with high clouds.
Beautiful sunrise this morning and yesterday morning. The sun was intense coming over the bridge over I-90.
Yeah, well, yeah. Mike comes from Seattle to the east side and over the bridge. I did that for 8 years when I was taking care of my dad, and it was really nice. But I don't do that anymore. I come from the north, and I live in the trees. So I don't see sunrises or sunsets at my place. But I'll take your word for it.
It was awesome.
However, it was very nice looking out my window because the first grass cutting of the year actually happened yesterday.
As with many, you could hear the roar of
riding mowers and blowers, and I got the grass cut, I got the driveway blown and all of that stuff, and it really looks nice. You know, it's been a while.
And it smells great. There's nothing better than the smell of freshly cut grass.
Do not get me started on the smell.
Okay. Uh-oh, I think she's going to get started. Just have this feeling.
Well, I just have to say, usually, you cut the grass and you smell the nice aroma of grass.
That's how it works for me.
Well, not at my house. Not anymore. Because I've written about it extensively in the New Spirit Journal, and I'm going to update it all. In I think the June issue is when you'll get all my updates and everything I've learned. But those of you that have listened to me here and read my column, you'll know that I've been dealing with moles for quite some time now, and that they are very prolific in the environment around the areas more than they've ever been. The last method that I got really serious about using was whenever they popped up a hole, I would find the track and put garlic clove down. Well, those stinky little moles, they pushed that garlic back up close. I have got garlic growing from here to eternity in my yard. And some of it is coming up in places that I don't have to mow, so I'm going to grow garlic. But there's all kinds of garlic now growing in my lawn. And I decided I got so much growing elsewhere that I don't have to disturb. I mean, I don't want to go into the garlic business. So I just mowed it. Well, so I'm sitting yesterday, I'm driving on my riding loner, and I'm singing my yogi chants in my head, you know, and stuff, and I'm smelling the wonderful smell of garlic. I was thinking, it's a good thing I like garlic.
Kind of makes you feel like pasta, right?
Well, yeah, or I don't know, but yeah. So at my house, you cut the grass, you don't smell grass anymore, you smell garlic. Oh, and that's a whole other story, but the moles are now gone, so no more garlic, and... So I have lots of good stuff to share about all of that eventually, but not today. So what else are we doing? What are we doing? Oh, for those of you that are saying it's the second Sunday of the month, where's Robin? Because generally on the second Sunday of the month, it's a Martha and Robin Sunday, and that's Mount Shasta Mystic Robin Alexis joins me, and we tune in to various animal situations around the world and find out what the animals have to say and what we humans need to learn and all that kind of stuff. It's basically our major woo-woo show of the month. Anyway, Robin has been traveling. She went back east for her birthday and her parents' anniversary, and so she's been on the East Coast, and she just flew home late last night. And we figured after all that she'd been through and all that flight that she wouldn't be in great shape to do the show today. So we swapped out shows, and consequently we are doing all about animals and massage and some other stuff today, and we'll get to that in just a moment. But just so you know, Robin, this is a 5-Sunday month, so the 4th Sunday of the month. Not next Sunday, because next Sunday will be Kevin and Kim Sunday, Kim Miller, Medium and Animal Intuitive. They'll be in the house hosting the show for me, so I can go to Temple. And then the 4th Sunday of the month will be our regular Martha and Robin Sunday. So Robin will join me. However, for all of you Mystic Radio listeners and Robin fans that want to know, I can tell you that she has arrived home safe and sound, and she called me early this morning to let me know she was home and to touch base and find out how I was doing and all that kind of stuff. So we had a nice chat this morning. So Robin is home and alive and well, and probably take her a while to land, but she's home safe. Okay, so today... I was amazed when we were chatting before the show how long it's been, but one of our Animal World favorites, Lola Michelin, director of the Northwest School of Animal Massage, is here in the studio with us. Good morning, Lola.
Good morning. Happy Easter.
Well,
happy
thank
Easter
you.
To all your listeners.
Yeah, and it used to be you just had to whip down I-90 to get here. Not so much anymore. And so you were on a ferry very early this morning because the school has moved.
We have relocated to beautiful Vashon Island. So I had a lovely ferry ride this morning. The mountains were shining and it was beautiful.
I hope you're a morning person.
I'm learning to be.
Well, I'm not. Mike's not. Kathy's not. You know, we are on Sundays. Oh, and sitting next to Lola is Joan Sarita. Sure. And Joan is a...
morning person.
A morning person. Oh, well, hey, we got one.
One out of five ain't bad.
One out of five ain't bad. No.
That's encouraging for the rest of us.
Okay. Yes.
That there are morning people.
Well, if we don't know what to say, we'll just turn the show over to Joan, huh?
There you go.
We'll assume that she's awake.
I am.
All right. And, oh, for anybody who's counting and paying attention, Aji, our other call screener, is not here this week. One more time. Still having car trouble and had to be on call for whatever she does that's on call. So she is taking another week off and will join us when we are back in the studio in 2 weeks. Because, like I said, next week is Kevin and Kim Sunday. Kevin, Kim, and Mike Sunday. Kathy and I won't be here.
But you'll be missed. And the good news is you'll be back.
I'll be back.
The following week.
Yeah, yeah. And it always seems like I've been gone
it does,
longer
doesn't it?
Than I've been
yeah.
gone. Yeah, yeah. It's real funny because I'm, you know, behind the scenes because, you know, I recorded my promos before we started the show because I record promos that run during the week and during other shows to tell people what's happening on Sunday. And normally I'm slam dunk Martha and one take and that's it. Okay, give me 1 week off. I get back in the studio, and I can't speak to save my soul. And what I mean, after last month when I came back, what it was like three, four, five. I don't know how many takes it took.
Oh, I think it was maybe three.
Yeah, but it would. Yeah, so just you get out of the saddle for 1 week, and it makes a difference.
Creature of habit.
Yeah. So anyway, Lola, it's been a while since you've been in the saddle here with us. You said the last time you were in the studio with us, we were in the temporary studio. Is that right?
Yeah. So I'm gonna say it might have
been last fall.
Yeah, or December, I think it might have been.
Yeah,
December,
November or December. When did we move in? When did we permanently move into our new studio, Mike? Do you remember?
Actually, I'm thinking it was June of last year.
No.
Can't yeah, remember. Yeah, because it was definitely in the summertime. Could have been towards the end of June. Yeah.
I think it's been longer than we think. I think we intended to have you on.
Yeah, probably.
We did. You were supposed to be on.
See how
in November or December. But remember, you were really busy and still making the move with the school, and it just didn't work out because we usually have you here about every three.
That's true because September, October, we were back east for the most part doing classes almost the entire fall. And then we started the move in November. And boy, it has been a whirlwind since then.
I
can't
you're
even
normally
believe it's April.
Because we do about once a quarter, we have you on to catch up with the school and what's going on. And you normally would have been on in November, December, but you were moving and all of that. So we postponed that. And it took us this long to figure out another day that worked for everybody.
Yeah.
But the good news is that not only is Lola here, but we have Joan Sarita with us as well, the morning person.
That's right.
And Joan is also a licensed massage practitioner and an animal massage.
Animal and human.
Animal and human. And you're also a musician and all this other cool stuff. And you do aromatherapy and all kinds of neat things. But Joan is here primarily because... aside from the fact that she is an instructor at Northwest School of Animal Massage and then, you know, had been a student before and that sort of thing. But we'll get more into that background as we get into that part of the show. But she has created a fabulous new CD for you folks, for people that want to massage their dog friends at home. It teaches a little bit of massage and with some therapeutic music to go along with it and all of that.
Right.
And, you know, I sort of told you last week that we were going to do that. And you know what? I didn't even have to sit on her. When I said, hey, could we give away some CDs? She just said, absolutely we can. So we are going to be giving away a couple of copies of this fabulous new CD. And it is called Therapeutic Music with Canine Massage. It is an instructional CD. We'll get into more details about what it actually is and all of that. We'll even play a segment of it
cool.
so you can hear the music at some point. So we're going to do that now. And speaking of giveaways, we have our regular weekly giveaway of Missing Link by Designing Health. And the rules are that when the Designing Health Missing Link commercial runs, at the end of that commercial, I will give you the Missing Link word of the day. And as soon as you have the word of the day, then you can call us and win your choice of a month's supply of Missing Link for your dog or cat friend. And you can choose the ultimate cat formula, or you can choose between two formulas for dogs, either the joint and hip and joint formula for dogs or the skin and coat formula for dogs. And so you will call when you know the Missing Link word of the day. You'll call Kathy, and let me give you the phone numbers so you can jot them down, because you'll need them when you hear this. You hear the word of the day. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Do not forget the one, 888-298-5569. So when you hear the word of the day, call on in. You get your choice of Missing Link. And then we will be giving away a copy of the Therapeutic Music with Canine Massage CD in two hours. We'll split it up and probably do it. Well, we'll do it during the show. You have to pay attention, because okay, we'll tell you when we're going to give them away.
And you don't want to miss it.
Right. We haven't decided if you have to do anything to win them or not. We just might be nice, and all you have to do is call. But
you got to pay attention.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We might.
It pays to listen.
Pays to listen. True. So remember, word of the day for Missing Link, and then we will let you know when it's time to call to win the massage CD. Let's see. In the follow-up department here, we will run two tips today at 10 o'clock, the Easter tip, because if any of you are going out to think about bunnies, rabbits, chicks, I want to discourage you on going to the pet store or the feed and grain store and picking up those little critters. And then at 11 o'clock, we will run Martha's four-step flea plan, because last week we had a new listener call in. I believe it was Rita. And Kirkland called in, and she was up to her eyeballs. She and her animal friends had fleas already. So I told her that we would run the flea tip, which I would normally start after Easter, but we're going to do it today. So at 11 o'clock, everything you need to know about fleas and how to eradicate them from your animal friends and your environment without using toxic chemicals. So that will be at 11 o'clock. All right. And speaking of... Well, okay, I'll get to that in a second because I got to find it. Speaking of people calling in last week, you know, one of our regulars who called in, Mike Carlene, called in, and she had a lot of suggestions during the show. And one of the things she was concerned about is I announced last week that on the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com, we have been audio archiving tapes of the show for a number of years now. I think we started... Well, actually, I actually looked. We started June 1st of 2008. It was a Dr. Al Pluckner Vet Sunday that we started the audio archives. And so every show we've done since that time was in the audio archives. Well, now that I've moved into the new century and have a new computer and can actually listen to MP3s and stuff, we have changed the way... Or the format that the audio archives are. What's the terminology, Mike?
No, you had it right. Okay. It's the file format. We've gone to the standard MP3 format, which is a little higher quality.
Higher quality, and you can run it through iTunes and that kind of stuff. And anyway, the files, though, are a lot bigger.
They are.
And so they take a lot more space up on the website. So we had to kind of dump some of the old archives in order to make room, you know, to be able to put, you know, the new ones up and stay up. And, of course, I'm real glad I mentioned that last week on the show, because holy moly, I had no idea that there were so many people that were in love with the archives. And all of a sudden we got calls on the show. I got calls at home, and it's like, give us time to download the shows, and we want these shows, and we want these shows, and we want these shows. So what I want to let you know is that I listened to everyone And everyone that contacted me, either on the air last week or off the air, we saved all the shows that everybody mentioned. So all the Dr. Al Pluckner Vet Sundays are saved. All our Vet Sundays with Dr. Mike Saluski, Dr. Bill Burlingame, they are all saved. We saved all the Helen and Bill. They are shows. We saved, I found the two Memorial Day shows from last week when Kim Miller Medium and I talked about saying goodbye to your animal friends and how to do that. We saved those shows. Saved the two shows on everything you know need to know about bees and wasps and that kind of stuff. And anyway, there's a bunch of shows. We saved Krista's 22 Steps show that she did. And I don't know, a bunch of other ones. And I'll tell you that as of last September forward, all the shows are there. But probably every 6 to 9 months, I'll go through them and take out the shows that don't need to be there anymore. Like with our Shelter Rescue Sanctuary shows, we'll probably just do one, we'll replace it every month because they don't need to stay in the archives. And, you know, if you love a show for some reason that we do and you want to put a vote in for it to stay permanently in the archives, you can always let us know. But just know that we listened to everyone and saved all the shows that people requested.
Yeah.
I did hear from one person.
That's pretty cool. And archiving is not only a great convenience, but it's really a trend. It's called time shifting. And not everybody can do appointment television or appointment radio. So it's a really nice feature to offer.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? One of our listeners, just had to chuckle, stayed up all night last Sunday night
listening,
downloading archived Animal World shows for fear that they were going to get dumped.
Oh, wow.
So now you have a backup archive.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll just call her. So anyway, but we listened to everyone. And so speaking of that, Carlene, that was one of the things she wanted to make sure we saved a bunch of shows and that kind of stuff. But then she talked to Mike after the show and actually had a really good idea.
She did.
Because it's one of the things that's just kind of bugged me. And, you know, I mentioned it earlier that I always record a new promo every week that tells you what's going to be on next week's show. And that promo airs during a lot of other radio shows on this station. Well, a number of the other radio shows often run pre-recorded shows or best of shows, encore presentations. And of course, when a show runs an encore presentation of their show, they don't go in and change the promos and make them current, or whatever was running in that show runs in that show. So every once in a while, you'll hear an encore show of some other show, and then you'll think, oh, that's what's happening on Animal World, when in fact it happened 6 months ago or 2 years. So Carlene's suggestion was, instead of just saying this week on the show, would you say the date? And so I thought, both Mike and I said, wow, that's a great idea. Mm-hmm. So Mike will tell you that's what we did when we did 2 weeks worth of promos.
It was a great suggestion.
Yeah. So now I'll say this week, April 15th, or this week, April 22nd, or whatever it is. So when you're listening to other shows and you hear an Animal World promo, listen for the date. Because if it's like December or August and in reality it's April, you'll know that's not what's happening. So that's how you're going to know. Yes.
I should also note we just received an email from Peg, and Peg is having some problems streaming the show today.
Ah.
So I'm going to respond to Peg. I'm not sure. It is working.
Peg's in Olympia,
yes.
So she doesn't.
It is working on this end, and what I'm going to do is respond to Peg, get her phone number, and I'll talk to her at the top of the hour when we're in our top of the hour break. But if anybody else is having streaming problems, do by all means send us a note.
Email animalworldlive@hotmail.com.
That's
animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And could that be because of the new website change?
No, because I just went through the same mechanism here.
Because I tried it at home and it worked.
And we're working fine here. So it may be a browser issue, maybe something else. But Peg, I'll get back to you and get your phone number and I'll talk to you at the top of the hour.
Yeah, because if she can't get it on her computer, then she has to go out and sit in her car or drive around or something. So
That's no fun.
Okay. So Mike's going to check that out, Peg, if you're listening. So anyway, Carlene, great idea. And from now on, I will put the date in every week's promo so you will know. Now, we talked about the new website and going through all my follow-up stuff here. You may want to go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on current events, because those of you regulars have been following the story of me and my woo-woo cat friends. And this is, we actually have woo-woo music now, Lola and Joan, because this is so weird. Just very briefly, my cats that I had previously in this lifetime have been coming back to me in new cat suits. So I have a whole new crew of Abyssinian kittens. Oh. And the real weird one is that the oldest one, who's still with me, G-Man, who is almost 15, decided with all these, you know, young, hot Abyssinian bodies running around that he was tired of his old body. He wanted a new one. Oh. But he decided that he wanted to body shop first before he goes. So we've been body shopping for G. And the others are ruddies, and G-Man's a blue. But we decided, since it's the year of the dragon, that, and I've never had a red Abby, that he's going to be a red Abby. And we'll call him the Red Dragon. And then he'll be, call him Artie, because he likes letters for names. So he'll be RDG. So anyway, we've finally made our decision on his new body. And the first pictures of G's new body, the Red Dragon, are on my website. So go to MarthaNorwalk.com, click on current events, scroll down, because you'll see Buzzy there. And Mike, you've seen the photos of the Red Dragon. Is that the cutest little red guy you've ever seen?
They're pretty cute.
And we'll take Lola and Joan. We'll show you
real sweet face.
You can go around and take a look. But so anyway, you can see the first pictures of the Red Dragon on the website. They are up now for you to see. And
now, is he going to have to sublet space or share? Will he have a roommate? Or is this his very own little body?
Well, see, this is the woo. You better hit the woo woo music, Mike. Yeah. Because this is like over the top for even me, Lola. I mean, you know I'm out there, but I mean this is like, anyway. G-Man has asked that we body shop, that we find his body. He's decided with it, and that he wants me to bring the kitten home before he leaves his blue body, and because he wants to teach him some things before. And then I said, yeah, it's not going to work because it won't be. But then he's explained all of this and how it's going to work, and at any rate, so the little red dragon body will come home. He'll be Red Dragon Chico when he comes home, because Chico is the soul that's in the body now that's going to swap out with G when it's time. Mm. See, woo, 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 woo.
Voluntarily, he wants to swap out?
Oh, well, get this. That's what he does. His sole purpose is. He doesn't incarnate for a whole lot. He just helps. He just holds bodies for walk-ins and then switches out.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want a new body.
Well, start shopping Chico. For me. Talk to Chico. I don't know if it works for humans, but it does for cats. But anyway, so it'll be Red Dragon Chico when he comes in, and then after G's done, whenever G will then, he says, because I told him right up front, I said, hey, I ain't helping. Because I'm not putting you to sleep. I'm not, you know, and you're still alive, and you're not suffering. I'm not helping you go. So you got to be able to do this on your own. And he said, no problem. I'm just be able to lift out of my body and then do what I need to do and slip into the other. And then he told me he was going to do it on Mother's Day.
Oh.
I said, what? Come on. You know, I mean, it's a gift in one way, but then I have to deal with your blue boy body. He said, well, I didn't mean exactly on that day. But then when we were telling the story on the air last month, we had an anonymous caller that called in I hadn't told this part of the story. I didn't say anything about Mother's Day. And the anonymous caller said, I think the transition's going to happen on the May 13th. So I had Mike look at the calendar. Sure enough, it's Mother's Day. Wow. So I don't know. Everybody I'm hearing from, you know, whenever I run into a listener somewhere, they recognize my voice or they see me and say, can't wait to hear what happens with the cats.
Yeah, well, I'll be
so
tuned
we got
in
a lot
Monday,
of woo-woo people. Yeah, we got a lot of woo-woo people wanting to know. Well, and I want to, I don't know. But anyway, so MarthaNorwalk.com, click on current events, and you'll see the first pictures of the Red Dragon. Mm-hmm. And man, is he cute.
Pretty cool.
Too cute. So anyway, that's the woo-woo stuff. All right, now let's see. Let us quickly I've got some more animals, an alert, animals in the news, good news. We'll get to all of that and wrap this up pretty quickly so we can get to massage. But I did want to let you know that there is a new dog recall, dog food recall going on. Lola, you said you'd heard about this. Mm-hmm. But it's Diamond Pet Foods voluntarily recalled its Diamond Naturals lamb and rice dry food because it may be contaminated with salmonella. So it's nice that they're talking about it, that they mm-hmm. did it voluntarily. But if you feed Diamond Naturals lamb meal and rice dog food, you better check out their website, diamondpet.com. Because I don't know if how much, and they usually if you go to the website, they'll tell you what lot numbers and all that kind of stuff. And okay then. You know what? Should we shock Mike again?
Sure. I like shocking.
Yeah.
Some of us like to be shocked. So it all works out. And I know where you're going.
I'm
not shocked. I'm pleasantly surprised.
Oh, there we go. Should we pleasantly surprise Mike and be on time? Joan doesn't know that, but see, I fruit around with him all the time. I'm not on time. Well, you know, so you have to start on time and we have to end on time, but there's 3 hours in the middle that there really aren't any rules.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of cool that there's no rules.
Yeah, it is. Except that, you know, for Mr. Everything, we want it just, well, he'll start pacing when I'm
done. Oh, really? Okay. That reality doesn't exist for Mike.
I just try to, some things, you know, we try to keep on schedule. And after all, our advertisers are the most important part of the show, or at least one of the most important parts.
Well, yeah, because without them, there's no us.
Yeah.
That's right.
So it's very important that you listen, pay attention, support our advertisers and sponsors, and thank them. And by the way, you have to be nice because one happens to be here in the studio. Northwest School of Animal Massage, one of our favorites.
And probably a future one, too.
Well, I didn't say anything to her yet.
Sounds like
a
done deal to me.
You might have to sit on her for that one. But.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't have to sit on her for her to give them away, but... Well, we'll let her make a gazillion dollars first and all of that. Anyway, let me give you phone numbers just in case. And phone lines will be open throughout the show now because we have a call screener now. We actually have somebody answer the phone besides Mike, which is cool.
That would
be Kathy.
Yeah.
And so if you have a question or a comment, something that you want to know from our guests or from the things we're talking about, you can call anytime and talk with Kathy. You'll need these phone numbers for the giveaways for the therapeutic music with canine massage CDs when it's time. It's not time yet for that. You'll also need it for the missing link word of the day. Remember, when you know the word of the day, you hear it. And that will happen during the Missing Link commercial when it runs. You need to call in and you get your choice of cat or dog and Missing Link, which is a very good deal because it's fabulous stuff. So jot these numbers down, 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527, or 1-888-298-5569. That's 888-298-5569. And the world continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural foods, even if you home cook for your animal friends, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff? Well, that's why Designing Health created the Missing Link. They start with human-grade, all-whole natural raw food sources. They've figured out a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. Comes to us in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator. Once it's opened, mix up your animal friend's food, sprinkle in the powdered Missing Link, add a little cool water to mix it up, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3, 6, and 9 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients in the fiber. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs. It eliminates hairball problems in cats. And there is a Missing Link formula for dogs and cats. There's one for birds, and there's one for horses. And I want you to ask for the Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or ask your veterinarian. You can also go directly to Designing Health. You can give them a call at 800-774-7387. You can visit them online at www.designinghealth.com. And the Missing Link word of the day is Easter.
Call karma specialist and metaphysical mother Robin Alexis for your free on-air readings Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Psychic medium Robin Alexis helps countless people to live fuller and more conscious lives on Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. Call Wednesdays for your free on-air readings and hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Thursdays at 8 p.m. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Learn animal massage and check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including massage for canines, small and large animal certification, and the exciting new manual ligament therapy series. Go to NWSAM.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 206-463-1425. That's 206-463-1425. Or check them out on Facebook.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Does your dog experience bad breath or gas? Does your cat spit up hairballs? Try Optigest. Optigest is a natural formula of digestive enzymes and the prebiotic FOS. Even pets with a healthy diet can experience digestive upset due to diet change, separation, or the normal aging process. Optigest works fast and has no inactive ingredients. Optigest supports intestinal balance and a healthy immune system to promote more comfortable, active, and vibrant dogs and cats. Ask for Optigest at your natural pet store today.
Urine contamination is a common and stubborn problem. Conventional cleaning methods are not the answer. Anti-Icky Poo works quickly and naturally, and it's my all-time absolute favorite odor neutralizer. This unique bacteria enzyme solution converts the waste directly into carbon dioxide, a safe and odorless gas found in everyday clean air. Ask your vet for Anti-Icky Poo or call 1-800-745-1671. Anti-Icky Poo, it's a serious product with a funny name that really works, especially on cat urine. 1-800-745-1671.
Real people, real life, real radio. Really. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk. Want to say thank you for spending your Easter Sunday with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's all about animals and massage today. Lola Michelin is here from the Northwest School of Animal Massage, along with Joan Sarita, who is also from the Northwest School of Animal Massage and creator of the Therapeutic Music with Canine Massage CD. We're going to get to them momentarily, but, well, let's see. We've got a winner of the missing link. If y'all weren't paying attention, The word was Easter. Woohoo! Woo-hoo. We're real creative around here. And Cindy from Salton won. Right. Oh, Dan, she's good. She's quick on the phone because you know it's been over a month since she won, but so she's back again.
Wow.
All right.
She just used up her last month's supply.
Yeah.
She's set to go again.
Yeah, yeah. But I was thinking she might want to call in and get a massage CD, but
She might call back.
Well, I don't know. Can you win two different contests, Mike? Or is it any contest in a month?
That's a good question. I do not know the answer to that.
I don't either. That wasn't specifically made clear.
I don't know.
I guess we're going to have to clarify. Because we have all these station rules we have to follow when we do giveaways.
Yeah.
And they've been revamping them lately, so now we're all confused.
We are definitely confused.
But that's another question we need to know. Is it? Inquiring minds need to know these things.
That's right.
Okay. I will take it upon myself to research that thoroughly and get back to you.
Cool.
And others as well. Because that is a good question that it has not been addressed. At least not to my knowledge.
Yeah, now I'm assuming, because I would think they probably mean you can only win once a month on any contest on the air. But if that's the case, then how would we know? Are we on the honor system or what? Or is it only our contest on
we all,
our
we
show?
All know the honor system
or if we're doing more
is,
than one
sorely
contest
lacking.
Like we are today, does it apply to only each contest individual? We just don't know.
I think you can claim ignorance, right?
Yeah, who knows? These things are so complicated. Yeah, right now, see
so
where
the no rules policy.
Yeah, it's Joan's problem. She's the morning person,
and he's the rules person. So you and I can do whatever we want.
That's right.
Well, see, we blame it. If you're not here, it's your fault. And since Aji, our other call screener, is not here, everything's her fault these days.
I say, Cindy, call in anyway.
I do, too.
Me, too.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
Well, if you tell her that, she will.
Push the envelope.
And I think she must sit on her phone because she's really fast.
She's a winner.
Yeah. Well, but that, you know, she's an intent listener.
Yes.
So that's good. We want to reward that.
Yes.
Besides, she's a country folk.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeehaw.
All right. In the follow-up department here, you guys might find this interesting. Now, if you are a regular listener and have listened for a while, you know I warned y'all about this. It's all about King County Animal Control and, you know, all the hoopla that went on with them. And they made all the changes and all that stuff. And I told them way back then, they should have just kept Nancy McKinney and put her in charge and let her straight. Everything would have been fine. At least that's my opinion.
But no.
They didn't. And now there's a big problem. And there was, you can search it in the Seattle Times from yesterday's Seattle Times, an article about how a lot of the cities, King County Animal Control now is doing the animal control work for a number of the cities around, like Bellevue and Redmond and Kirkland and Mercer Island and Newcastle and a lot, all the cities. And so they bill them and the cities have to pay for, and they've got all kinds of rigmarole as to how they figure this all out. Well, I mean, I think the headline for the art in the Times yesterday was like, you know, $1,200 to rescue a rabbit. I mean, what is going on here? And it's not really that much, but it's all messed up. And last week I mentioned briefly that apparently, you know, the Humane Society has been following this stuff for the last few years. And they originally had volunteered to do the animal control work for King County, but King County wouldn't go along with that. Well, the Humane Society came out with a press release last week that says they're volunteering and they're urging. It says Seattle Humane Society is urging animal-loving citizens on the east side to write to their city officials to support the Bellevue-based nonprofit as the best agency to provide animal sheltering services for Bellevue, Redmond, Kirkland, Mercer Island, and Newcastle. So they're running, you see, they're running a campaign now to get the animal control, you know, because they've been doing this for a long time and they're pretty good at it. Okay, so they're running that campaign. Well, then what does King County do? Because they got all these cities complaining. Well, then there's a little thing in the blurb this week on Thursday. They've hired this Gene Mueller, a veterinarian and administrator of Chicago's largest critical care animal hospital, will become manager of regional animal services of King County. Dow Constantine announced that on Wednesday. Most recently head of the Chicago Veterinary Emergency and Specialty Center, Mueller is a past president of Chicago's Anti-Cruelty Society and a former executive director of the Chicago Commission on Animal Care and Control. Now, you know, it's got to have costed them some bucks to hire this guy out of Chicago. And he's got to move all the way out here and do all of this. But things are so screwed up now. And the Humane Society started this campaign. And if all those cities go with Humane Society, what's he going to do? I mean, it's like, how screwed up could this be? Mm-hmm. Now, that's just my perspective, but doesn't that sound a little...
Seems silly.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially with all the budget cuts and stuff.
Absolutely.
See, if they'd have just listened to me. Yeah, well. Oh, hey, remember that ribbon seal? You know, the seal with the white ribbons all over? He's popped up again. And an Arctic ribbon seal was seen last Thursday in Aberdeen now. He was way up here the last time.
It's near my beach house.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's apparently the same one seen earlier this year in Seattle and Everett. Somebody called the Marine Services because they thought he was in trouble because with the, you know, the ribbons, the white ribbons, they thought he had a rope around him. But he didn't. He was fine. But they still don't know what he's doing here. And we tuned in before, but I'm saving this for Robin and Martha Sunday in 2 weeks. I think we ought to talk to this dude, find out what the heck he's doing down here.
And he's all alone, too.
Yeah, so that 2 weeks from now, we'll talk to the ribbon seal. Oh, okay. Did you all know it's Easter?
And Passover.
I knew I forgot.
Everybody forgets that, too.
Well, Passover, I don't have a problem with Passover.
We can pass over Passover.
Passover is okay.
Yeah.
But I don't have a problem with Easter either, except, will you look at this? I live too sheltered a life, I guess. Now, you know, I know colored Easter eggs and marshmallow chicks and stuff.
Peeps.
But did you know that they're dying chickies?
Oh.
Look at that. Did you see that? They're dying chicks, little baby chicks. And they, like, inject dye into the eggs. Now, they say, the powers that be that do, well, here, let me read you the, cute as they are not made of marshmallow. If only they were, nobody would have a problem with newborn chicks that are dyed in brilliant colors to serve as festive Easter gifts. The dye is either injected in the incubating egg or sprayed on the hatchling. And while poultry farmers say it is harmless, many people object. Well, put me at the top of that list. Saying it turns live birds into holiday playthings that are quickly discarded. Yes, please don't buy any colored chicks.
Yes. Unless they are marshmallow.
Unless they're marshmallow. Yes, of course. Because then you just promote the whole thing.
Yeah, and don't patronize an establishment that does sell those. That's awful. That's just awful.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is pro chickies. They sure are cute, though, aren't they?
I don't think so. I think it's, like I said, I think it's just...
Well, yeah, but I imagine the little kid part of me would be saying, Mom, I want those chickies.
But they're so cute when they're bright yellow. And then they come out colored naturally.
Absolutely.
Well, that's true. Bright yellow ones are cute. But, you know, that just doesn't need to... Now, then, if you need another reason not to get little chickies... The little chicks can carry salmonella, and each year send dozens of children to the doctor. Last year, 68 people got salmonella in 20 states from handling baby chicks and ducklings. And it's usually kids. Since 1990, there have been more than 35 U.S. outbreaks of salmonella caused by exposure to chicks, ducklings, and other live poultry. So the recommendation is, unless these chickies are going in, you know, going to be chickens in your yard, that, you know, you shouldn't be getting them. And it says, if you're buying chicks, ask whether the seller tests them for salmonella. Okay. And if they look at you like you're crazy, you shouldn't buy from them. So apparently they can test the chicks. But, you know, how many people do you think do that? Yeah. So that's another reason not to do chicks for Easter. Okay, let's see. I think we can scrap that.
How did chicks become the symbol of Easter, baby chicks?
Because chickens lay eggs.
How did eggs become the symbol of Easter?
Because the Easter Bunny brings eggs. Go figure on that one.
Okay. And
keep
how did
going.
The Easter Bunny end up bringing eggs on Easter?
I'm not sure. I think there's a story behind that.
I think so.
I have no idea. I could take a peek.
There was a cute little comic in, I think it was yesterday's paper, Family Circle. And one of the little kids was looking up the chimney, and the other little kid is saying, you know, don't be a dummy. The Easter Bunny's not coming down the chimney. He'll come through the front door.
Wrong holiday.
Yeah. I'm not quite sure. But, I don't know. Interesting article. Take a look at this in Seattle Times. Medical advances for pets comes at a price. No kidding. Talking about all the sophisticated diagnostic and treatment options that are available now for our animal friends. And holy moly, you know, you go mortgage your house and end up bankrupt to to pay for a lot of this stuff.
And many people do.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So once again, I'm going to save this for Robin and Martha Sunday, and I think we need to tune in with, you know, animal overlighting divas and find out, you know, are we really serving a purpose here? And I don't know. Because I, you know, the animals constantly have told me that it isn't our job to spend everything we have to try to keep them alive. Uh-huh. You know, I mean, remember, you know, we have lots and lots of lifetimes, whether you want to believe it or not, it is the truth. And this isn't like the end all be all. You got to keep them alive forever. And then, oh, man, there's this. Hello?
I just have some follow-up on the mystery shrouding the history of the Easter egg.
I figured you might. Oh, what did you
find? It has to do with Lent and the dates back to Eastern Europe, and the whole goal was to use up all your eggs before through Lent, before Easter. So with the surplus of eggs, they had to do something.
Well, what about the bunny part?
Yeah, where'd the rabbit come in?
One issue at a time, ladies.
Stay tuned. He may have
There will be follow-up on the follow-up on the follow-up soon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my. Okay. Wow. Well, that's good to know. We had to get rid of eggs. Okay. Well, and isn't that, that's where, you know, processed dog food came from. We had to get rid of the crap on the floor of the mill run, so let's make it dog food. Mm-hmm. Or something else I was reading in a news story about that recently. Oh, Dr. Al Pluckner's book. I think that, his latest book. It might have been in there. I can't remember, but I was reading something along those lines.
That's how we ended up feeding all our livestock corn, too. Much corn production during World War II to get the people at home, jobs on the farms and stuff, and then, well, now what do we do all this corn? Let's feed it to a non-corn-eating animal, see what happens.
Yeah, not good things, but, you know, try to convince.
We're creative people.
Yeah, yeah, okay, well, I don't know where I was. I lost my train of thought.
I know.
Oh, you do?
I'm a morning person.
I got it, okay. All right, Joan, where was I?
You know, about people spending a lot of money on their animals, diagnosing them and things like that. I do have a thought on that.
Yeah,
I hope you don't mind.
No, that's what you're
just
here.
Being the devil's advocate. I mean, sometimes from a therapist's point of view, it kind of helps if people are going to spend a little bit of money on really diagnosing, maybe using an MRI or really knowing where the injury is, something like that.
That helps
really
you
know,
as a massage therapist.
Because then we know exactly.
Yeah, and of course, I have no objection to what you guys do and massage and all of that and the non-invasive stuff. But so some of the diagnostic procedures can be helpful to you as practitioners to know where to target your energy.
But it still can cost a lot of money, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know where I was going.
Okay.
Anybody seen the new show on Animal Planet?
Which one?
Animal Stuffers.
Ew, gross.
The guy that's freeze-drying animal bodies.
I'm sorry to laugh.
Well, it's a serious show, and this guy is running this just bang-up business, you know, off his property, and freeze-drying animals' bodies for people. And he does a really nice job.
Like as a memorial?
Uh-huh.
Oh,
and
then they have I've seen
freeze-dried,
episode.
Stuffed, you know, dog or cat or whatever
I think I've
it is.
Seen.
And his daughter's learning how to do it. The first thing she did was a mouse.
I like Turtle Man myself.
I don't know about Turtle Man. I haven't seen
that. He helped save the beastie snapping turtles that are attacking people in the...
Oh, if he's helping save
them,
that's
great.
Yeah,
and then he relocates them and stuff. But he's funny.
Oh, don't get me started on hillbilly hand fishing.
I saw that once.
I know. What is up with some people?
They like to be entertained. I don't know.
Oh, I know, but the poor fish.
I know.
Oh, God. All right, let's not go there.
Okay.
Oh, no, this is another save one. You know, I always think that, you know, the dog fighting stuff, you know, and the pit bulls and stuff, it's going on in this country. Yeah. But you hear this? Police raided a dogfighting facility in a town south of Manila, Philippines, and rescued 300 pit bulls,
many
with ripped ears and tongues, authorities said. Two South Korean men suspected of operating this facility were arrested. But a 300-dog operation in the Philippines. So I guess it's going on all over the place.
Everywhere.
I think if I thought about all the terrible things that were happening with the animals all over the... And it would make me so ill. I mean, I'm ill already. Oh. But it would make me really ill.
Okay, well, hold on to your cookies. Because this one's going to be even worse. But then the next thing right around the corner is the best good news about animals.
Good.
Okay. And this is thanks, you know, I told you Robin's back. And well, this is thanks to Bob Bordenero of Mystic Radio, because he sent me this one yesterday. Thousands of dolphins washing up along the coast of Peru, dead. Really, really sad. This has been going on since January. Let me tell you, now the death toll could be as high as 2,800, based on volunteers' counts. Peru's enormous dolphin die-off is among the largest ever reported worldwide. The strandings, which began in January, are a marine mystery that may never be unraveled. Oh, give me a break. We already know what the cause is. Just keep listening here. Experts say the causes could be
military.
Acoustic impact from testing for oil.
Mm-hmm.
Right on. Or perhaps an unknown virus or other pathogen. I don't think so. Little marine research takes place in Peru and even in the United States. Of 55 marine mammal strandings since 1991, the NOAA has classified 29 as undetermined. Well, kids, guess who's pulling the chains on that? Now, get this. Here's this. What more evidence do they need? And it's explained in this article I have about how they are testing for oil, and they're using air guns and the acoustic bangs, you know, to find out where the oil is. I mean, listen to this. Of all 20 or so animals that have been examined, these are the dolphins, all showed middle ear hemorrhage and fracture of the ear's periodic bone, lung lesions, and bubbles in the blood. That suggests that a major acoustic impact caused injury, but not immediate death. Most of the dolphins apparently were alive when they beached or had died very recently.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying that this acoustic stuff, not only does it do the ear, but it gives them a condition like the bends.
Right.
And that's exactly what they're finding in all the autopsies.
They're doing it in Brazil, too.
Well, I'm sure they're doing everybody. I had no idea.
Everywhere.
But almost 3,000 dolphins dead since January because of oil exploration.
Yeah.
I mean, how much more of this stuff do we have to do before we get the message that we need to change energy-wise here? We have to knock this stuff off.
Yeah.
It's up to me. Be right now. Okay, Mike. How about we get to the best... good news about animals. We need to play this so some more will come out.
Yeah.
All righty. Oh, it does. All right, first up in the good news, volunteers are so nice. Visitors slog to meet wetlands critters. Boots and hip waders were the fashion of the day for citizen volunteers in Pond Watch, an amphibian monitoring program. As they got instructions at Carkeek Park from Woodland Park Zoo and Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife leaders, the volunteers will head out at least monthly through August to identify and document egg masses of 8 amphibian species across western Washington.
Interesting.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
I have to say, Carkeek Park is just such a gem, too. I mean, we're so lucky to have places like that.
Yeah, I grew up there taking my dogs there all the time and walking. Oh, no, I put this in the good news because it's just kind of, I think it's interesting when we find out about what lived here gazillions of years ago.
Mm.
And did you dig turns up dinosaur with chick-like fuzz? Did you hear about this one? Listen to this. Fossils discovered in northeastern China of a giant previously unrecognized dinosaur show that it is the largest known feathered animal living or extinct. Although several species of dinosaurs with feathers have been uncovered in the rich fossil beds of Liaoning province, the three largely complete 125 million year old specimens are by far the largest. Get this, the adult was at least 30 feet long and weighed 1.5 tons, some 40 times the heft of the largest previously known feathered dinosaur, and the two juveniles were 0.5 ton each. Huh. The most eye-catching part of the find might be the patchily preserved signs of fossilized feathers around the different parts of the animal's bodies. And the feathers were like 6 to 8 inches in length.
Wow.
You search dig turns up dinosaur with chick-like fuzz if you want all the rest of the details. Oh, here's a good little, if you haven't seen this one, if you haven't seen viral videos about the rescue of a little blind dog huddled near a dumpster, join the 500,000 people who have been cheered by the sweet pup. An animal rescue charity, Hope for Paws, based in Los Angeles, got a telephone call about a suffering dog found on the streets. The couple fosters the dogs in their home, cage-free, until they can find them permanent loving homes. In this case, they found a vet to restore the dog's sight. They made the touching video telling the story of Fiona to help educate people about animal neglect and abuse and raise money for their work. So it's a YouTube video, and the title is Blind Dog Rescue, Fiona. So Fiona's Rescue, if you search that on YouTube, you'll find the great little video about this little dog. And then I put for the winner of the best good news about animals today, if you are really serious about wanting an Easter bunny, because bunnies can make really good house rabbits, okay?
Yeah.
The Humane Society is open today just for that reason. Now, every Easter, adorable baby rabbits, chicks, and ducklings are given as gifts. Sadly, many are abandoned or admitted to shelters when the holiday is over. This Easter, you have a chance to make an important contribution to your children's education by teaching them that adding a pet to the family is a big responsibility. If your family is ready to add a new family member this Easter, come to the Humane Society, where experienced adoption counselors will help you find the pet that's just right for you. The Humane Society has wonderful bunnies, dogs and cats, and other critters, too, who can't wait to be a part of your family, and they'll be open today from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. So how cool is that?
That's awesome.
Okay, so if you really can't stand, and then, of course, the cutest on this press release, the cutest little picture of a little bunny. But they do have but so if you want a bunny or a little critter in your household, go to the Humane Society and rescue one and learn how to take care of them, and call Aunt Martha if you need help. Because there's lots of help for house rabbits, and they can make great companions. And who's typing this?
That would be from me.
Oh, that would be from you.
Yeah.
Okay, this message is from Mike. The rabbit is a symbol for fertility. Gee, I wonder why. And has a Christian and pagan history for promoting procreation. Is that why there are Easter bunnies? And eggs? I mean, is this answering part of the question?
Sure.
It's
all about Easter.
Is just information
and
for us, the
rite of passage, the rite of spring?
Well, if you want a symbol of fertility in your house,
rebirth,
go to the Humane Society today, and they're open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. and adopt a little rabbit friend.
Yeah. Just make sure you really want it as a friend, and think of the big picture, not just for today.
Rabbits typically live 8 to 10 years. So it's not like, you know, it is a commitment, and they have their little quirky things, they need special housing, and they need supervision when they're loose in the house. They can be litter box trained, just like cats, they can be delightful companions. I know I had house rabbits when I was a kid, learned some difficult lessons that way, but they can be wonderful. And remembering a call that I got, when I was on Como downtown on that radio station, a guy, he lived on the top floor of one of the great big, you know, condo buildings, really tall concrete. Can't stand it. Have to have animal. You know, I want an animal. But it would be too hard to walk a dog and all that. We decided on house rabbits, and he got a pair of house rabbits. Happy as a clam on the top floor of that skyscraper in downtown Seattle. Yeah. It worked out very well. Okay. Now, before Mike starts pacing, because we are over time, let's close out the last hour.
I look
hour.
Pretty relaxed.
Yeah, you're doing pretty good. I'm amazed. Very
going
good.
With the flow.
Yeah, going with the flow. So we're going to close out this hour. We're going to run Martha's Easter tip. So if you haven't figured out, you're not supposed to go get little bunnies and chicks and ducklings unless you go to the Humane Society, get educated, and can commit for the lifetime of a house rabbit. Listen to my Easter tip. Then we will be back, and it's all about animals and massage. And we're going to find out all about the new digs for Northwest School of Animal Massage. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.